Good evening, sir. I know it's not common to accept job interviews at such a late hour, so thank you for taking the time. I guess most people are already home for Christmas these days, so I appreciate the exception. No, I like a compliment. I was unsure who would see the photo I attached, but I'm glad it was you. Should we sit here? I've never had a job interview next to a Christmas tree before. Yes, I did specifically ask for you to handle my application because I think the skills I have are better explained to you than the rest of the management here. And also because of who you are and what I've seen of you. I'm glad you asked. I have been reading up on you, frankly, a lot. Would you like me to lay it all out on the table for you, sir? I guess we can start with the obvious, rather than dance around it. I spent a great deal of time studying the allegations against you. Harassment, assault, rape, drugging one girl, groping another during a public meeting, coercing another to stay late to be used, whipping your cock out and jerking it in front of another. It's quite a list to go through, if I do say so myself. And who knows how many other similar stories you hide behind those terrifying eyes of yours. I took special interest in one story. No, it wasn't the biggest one, even though it was mentioned at the trial where you had to defend yourself. I'm referring to the one where you invited a girl over to your house for a date. And then, well, allegedly, immediately slammed her against the wall, choking her with one hand and repeatedly slapping her face with the other one. According to her testimony, you then used, what was it, implicit threats to make her stay and watch series with you as if nothing happened. But what caught my attention the most was what she did the day after. Do you still have her message? I bet you treasure it, don't you? After all, it's most likely what allowed you to walk. Yesterday, you shut my slutty little mouth up good. Makes me want to get on my knees for you. She must have felt such conflicting emotions, right? Writing that to you and then accusing you and dragging you to court just a few weeks later. Do you think she was rightfully punished for her betrayal? You feel let down when your survivors don't behave, don't you? No, I'm not done. Be quiet and listen to me. 40 different accusers and such similar patterns. You pulled a girl's hair firmly against her will and forced your fingers down her throat. And the next day, she sends you nudes with little messages about how only you have ever been able to grab and control her like that. Do you know that some people on the internet spend whole working weeks analysing these women? The links and the articles they share are an interesting read. The shock and sense of appallment at the thought of this girl running right into the arms of her abuser, sometimes even defending him to the end. That turns you on, doesn't it? I can see how it played out between you so clearly in my mind. I bet they thought you were so talented, rich, handsome. Not one of them could hide how starstruck she was. Am I right? And you, You made them feel special. Gained their trust bit by bit. And that's why they finally left their drinks unattended. That's why they focused on your loving, tender side. When they let you drive them home with bruises and marks around their neck, just after you'd made them cry in fear and pain. I bet they all thought they could change you. Am I wrong? No. Don't be afraid, sir. In fact, make me afraid. Why do you think I read those stories? Do you honestly think I would study your survivors to avoid being one of them? If I insisted on meeting you here, alone, late, with no witnesses? What am I doing? Come on. You can say it to me. I'm baiting you. And I fucking love it. Honestly? Do you think I spent nights reading theories about rape culture to get upset? Or do you think I was looking for ideas to provoke you and get your attention? I know the numbers. 80% of women who have been assaulted know the person who did it. That's why I had to stalk you online, to get to know you. No. I don't want to make this hard. I specifically picked my makeup and my outfit for this interview by looking up what most likely gets me blamed for a man forcing himself on me. I was successful, wasn't I? Pick your jaw up off the floor. I'm not like those other girls. I won't try to change you. You won't have to bring out that fake tender side with me ever. You won't have to make me dependent on your money to keep using me. You won't have to turn me into some robot who tries to deny your true self. I won't send you nudes as some bizarre way of trying to understand you. I'll send them because you will threaten and extort me into it. And that's what I want. I won't regain psychological mastery over you. That's for pussies. I want your abuse. You know? Those women you've known, they're nothing but pathetic people pleasers. None of them have actually wanted to please you. But I will. They call themselves survivors and do everything they can to refuse to be victims. But when you're done with me, I will be a victim, and I will own that. And all these so-called experts claiming that rape fantasies don't have anything to do with actually wanting it, we both know they're wrong, don't we? Sexually blame avoidance? What the fuck do they know? They were all asking for it. I know they were. I know the patterns. They start by resisting you, and then they give in. I bet you'd like to see me break like that, See, me flinching from the surprise of having the gentle, handsome boss suddenly grab me and choke me and punch me right in the... No. Help. Somebody. Oh, fuck. Oh, what have I done? Shit. Please don't let him find me. Oh, fuck. Oh, please, sir, don't hurt me. I'll do anything. You don't have to. shut up, I'll shut up, shut up. I promise, I promise. Yeah, yes, sir. I'll get down on my knees. What are you going to do to me? I understand. You whip it out in front of me like you did those other girls. I won't complain, sir. I'll watch you stroke your... No, sir. I don't deserve any air. Unless your cock is in my mouth. Sir. Well, sir, I guess. Am I doing an okay job, sir? I can go faster.
Help.
No, I understand, sir. I won't talk. I'll stuck inside. Yes, use me however you want. No, sir. No, I'll never speak out of line again, I swear. You're right, sir. My slutty whore mouth is only getting what it deserves. Yes, I'm only a fleshlight and nothing else, sir. Yes, I deserve this for challenging you to... Yes, I told you to try and break my under... Oh, please. Sir, I've endured a lot. Please don't rip my knickers off too. No, sir, you hurt me. I'm not wet. No, I'm not ready for you to... Oh, sir, please. Oh, please stop this now. I was only beating you. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Please don't do this to me, sir. I'll never be normal again. Sir, please. Sir, if you're gonna rape me, at least hurt me. I can't bear this. Oh, fuck. Yes, please again. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Don't be a fucking pussy. Do it. Do it harder. Rape me whenever you want, after hours, at lunch in the bathroom. I won't resist you ever again, I swear, sir. And if anyone ever accuses you of anything, I promise I'll make the best character witness in the world, sir. What? You'll think about it. That's great. Would you take the duct tape off and... No. You'll think about that too. Yes. Yes, sir. I understand, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.